Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Clem, I guess our work's about done here.
That's right, Ranger Doug. Who were those masked men? I wanted to thank them.
I don't know. They left the silver CD, though.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Well,
let's
rise.
Yeah. Where's Woody? Yeah.
That's right, Ranger Doug and Too Slim. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yes.
And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
You know why an alligator's so ornery?
Why?
Because Bobby Boucher mama says, you got all them teeth and no way to brush them.
Well, there you go. Hey, they ranch those too, by
they
the
do,
way.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That hide's worth quite a
well, and there's nothing
penny.
Better than deep-fried alligator tail.
Oh, well, them crackers down there in Florida know they, all about
they,
that.
They know yeah. how to cook it,
yeah.
too. The, okay.
Anyway, cool. Let's talk
Farrier's
about...
Farrier's File. Yes.
The horseshoe and nail.
Yeah.
You know, there are many, many different brands.
Yes, there are.
And back in the day, my preference was Capewell's.
Right.
And when I had to, I would use a Mustad.
Right. Yeah.
And now they have, I don't know, five or six different brands of
sure.
nails. And I don't know because I'm not in the business anymore.
Right.
But I know they got some copper ones out there.
Yeah, right.
And I was...
Copper coated.
Coated, yeah.
Yes, yes, right.
And I poo-pooed them for a long time
right.
until I did a little research.
Yeah.
And there is some anaerobic... properties
benefits.
To copper. Benefits to copper.
Well, and they're not any more expensive.
The price is about the same.
They're pretty close to
yeah.
the same, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Because I know Sam uses them.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. And they turn the hoof nice and pretty
green.
Turquoise green instead of black.
Right.
Like the other ones.
Right.
But the point of the nail, they call the bevel, right?
Okay.
Why can't they just call it the point?
Well, because... We wouldn't want to make that any easier,
okay.
right? Yeah, because it's beveled.
That's right.
All right.
So when you place that nail,
yeah,
I would put the tip to the forefront of the pritchel of the hole,
yeah,
and angle it back towards me. Angle the head back towards me,
right?
And you can bring that nail out just about any place
yep.
you want.
Exactly.
If it's not coming out soon enough,
yeah.
Be careful doing this.
Ooh, man.
Be ever so
Ooh,
careful.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you give it a good wrap, it'll turn it out
and
quicker.
It turns quicker.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I chicken out. I pull it out. And then I try and straighten it out
tap,
so I
tap,
don't
tap.
Waste it.
That's actually some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, that's all you need is just a good rap with a hammer, too.
Yeah. That straightens me
straighten you right out. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We try the copper-coated nails every once in a while.
Whatever we got.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
I don't think we did too bad.
No, not terrible, so we're going to hurry.
Keep moving.
Yeah, we're going to get going. Luke Reed is riding along with us. Yep, him and... Too Slim.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's not what it's...
yeah.
What's his alter ego's name?
I can't remember.
Side Meat.
There you go.
Luke Reed and Side Meat. They're going to sing to us. This is If There Wasn't Any Cows.
Side Meat, you look like you're thinking too much.
I've been wondering, Luke, what would life be like if there wasn't any cows?
I've heard songs about horses, saddles, silver spurs, and guns. Good guys, outlaws, and Indians.
What about sidekicks?
And all the deeds they've done.
That's right.
But there's a bunch of unsung heroines. Never recognized till now. See, there wouldn't be no cowboys if there wasn't any cows.
I heard that.
Just think about the history of how the West was won.
Yeah.
If the pioneers were vegetarian, now wouldn't that have been a lot of fun? And now instead of riding pasture, we'd all be pushing plows. Cause there wouldn't be no cowboys if there wasn't any cows.
Sing it, boys!
Would anybody pay to see an all-sheep rodeo?
I don't think so.
Where would Western fashion be if we only herded goats? Now the old ranch wouldn't smell the same with a bunch of mother sows. And there wouldn't be no cowboys if there wasn't any cows.
In
Scotland, Germany, and Idaho, they play the cowboy game. But did you ever stop and think about what would we be doing now? Cause there wouldn't be no cowboys if there wasn't any cows.
I heard that.
Would anybody pay to see an all-sheep rodeo?
I don't think so.
Where would Western fashion be if we only herded goats? Well, the old ranch wouldn't smell the same with a bunch of mother sows. And there wouldn't be no cowboys if it wasn't for the cows. What would we do with our steak sauce? Would we think Naga hide was genuine? How would we use words like trail boss? Pick all kind of questions come to mind. Well, would anybody pay to see an all-sheep rodeo? Where would Western fashion be if we only herded goats? Now the old ranch wouldn't smell the same with a bunch of mother sows. And there wouldn't be no cowboys if it wasn't for the cows. Wouldn't be no cowboys if it wasn't for all them cows.
Yeah, if there wasn't any cows, we'd be ranching llamas and emus and the whole deal, right?
So, are llamas raised for meat?
I think in South America they eat them.
They do?
I think. Okay. They have in South America. They have these great big guinea pigs that they eat.
Oh, yeah. Are those the nutras or whatever? Yeah, they're called.
I don't
or?
Know what they're called, but they're great big guinea pigs, and that they eat them for meat.
Oh, well.
I don't know llama asada. I don't know.
There's not a lot of meat there.
Got me, Roy.
Kind of curious.
I know there are other things, but we're gonna ditch out to a cowmercial here really quick, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
We'll fuss, cuss, and discuss
it. But when we come back, the late Pat Richardson has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.